entire chamber.
For the three DUP ministers on their feet yesterday, it was all about, what else? Money, money, money.
We hope an announcement can be made in relation to the economic pact later this week.
The First Minister, Peter Robinson, was hoping to get more promises of cash from the Treasury in London, while Sammy Wilson was outlining where existing funds will be spent.
The balance to complete amounts over £8 billion of cash and over £8.5 billion of resources.
But Nelson McCausland was complaining about money disappearing down the drain.
The figure is estimated to be some £18 million.
The Social Development Minister told a shocked assembly that the housing executive had overpaid four maintenance contractors to the tune of £18 million, a figure which came to light as the result of an internal review. First, it was emergency maintenance response teams under the spotlight. Now it's planned maintenance carried out over the last 5 years. An astounded Nelson McCausland couldn't hide his anger.
The scale of what has been uncovered has been a scandal. Let's not forget this is taxpayers' money.
The Social Development Minister told MLAs that appropriate measures, including legal action in some cases, were being taken by the housing executive under the leadership of a new chairman who took up his post last year. Kieran McCarthy of the Alliance Party couldn't believe his ears.
In God's name, somebody somewhere should have seen what was happening and not allowing it to reach 18 million quid of public money going astray.
Next up, Sammy Wilson and Peter Robinson. The First Minister told MLAs that corporation tax and pushing for the devolution of tax-raising powers was still a priority for his party and the executive. The UK government has postponed any decision until autumn 2014, but in the meantime, Treasury officials have been working on an economic package for Northern Ireland, the details of which, said Mr. Robinson, should be announced later this week.
The key element, of course, is not just the commitment that they will definitely take a decision in the autumn of 2014, but as important to us that if that is a positive decision, that it will be implemented during the term of this coalition government.
Sammy Wilson's main task of the day was to set out departmental spending limits for the rest of this financial year. At the start of a four-hour debate, the finance minister asked MLAs not to use their talking time to promote pet projects. But this ministerial plea fell on deaf ears, even on his own DUP benches. Paul Given, who chairs the Justice Committee, wanted an additional £27 million to cover a legal aid bill which has trebled in the last 12 months. And Jim Wells, the Deputy Chair of the Health Committee, wanted funding for the new meningitis B vaccine. But the UUP's Mike Nesbitt, who chairs the OFM-DFM Committee, he just wanted a little more time.
30 minutes left the committee, insufficient time to consider the proposals in any detail, Deputy Speaker. As a one-off, perhaps,